From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Time for some Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem on mtradio.net. This is Mistress Oisey welcoming you to episode 69.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, it's my favorite number. The only number who's better than that is 96, because she goes first.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, if you're not already naked for this show, then you need to get on it, because this is 69.
It's time to get naughty. We started off the show with some Resurgence, formerly known as Vengeance, from the Kalispell, Montana area. They're currently still working on some members, and then they're going to be out. Giggity. And then they're going to be out playing for you. So stay tuned to their Facebook page as they update it and let us know when they're going to be ready to hit the road. Cannot wait to see them again. Always a good time with Resurgence. Very grooving band. So definitely check out Resurgence from the Kalispell, Montana area and tell Travis and the guys hi. We're going to travel over to the Bozeman area now.
Got some 16 Penny coming up for you guys. You've got Jess on vocals, DJ on guitar, Justin on bass, Darren on guitar, and Chris on drums. They're definitely an interesting little Montana metal band.
No longer together, but still freaking awesome. Our producer actually came across them the other day, and he was like, oh my gosh, we have 16 Penny, we should play them. And they were a heavy influence in the Montana metal scene when they were rocking the stages a few years ago. And they're still awesome to listen to, so we always enjoy listening to them. And we know that Jess went on to go into Unicorn Cannery. And, yeah, she recently revealed to us at the Project Independent Narama show, Road to the Red Carpet, that 16 Penny songs are currently in the works, so new recordings of some of 16 Penny songs. So we're looking forward to that and cannot wait to hear it. We're going to go into the music now. This is some 16 Penny on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Come in! That's around the time! Roger Fraser.
And I'm Eric Toole.
We're from Seventh Passing, and you're listening to...
Mistresses of Mayhem.
Yeah. This is Metal Sanaz, and you guys are listening to the Mistresses of the Mayhem.
Happy. Matt Swafford from Mahamawaldi, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
That was The Farthest Edge here on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal with our 69th episode.
Oh.
Favorite number. Farthest Edge is out of Billings, Montana. Their members include Patrick, Rich, Corey, Stefan, and Johnny. Farthest Edge formed in the summer of 2011. And you can buy their full-length album called From Billings with Love on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play.
We're going to head over to Butte, our neck of the woods. River Runs Red is from Butte, of course. We've got Kevin on guitar and also on vocals, Corey on guitar, Lincoln on bass, Tom on vocals, and Kenny on drums.
They are no longer together, but we still love them, and the Montana metal scene wishes them a
hopefully soon return. River Runs Red is an extreme metal band and one of a kind, they say. They have influences from The Haunted, Pantera, Nevermore, Slayer, Hemlock, and more. Yeah, we really hope to see River Runs Red very soon. We know that Kevin's been up to other things in another band and stuff right now and stuff, but we're hoping that we'll get to see a River Runs Red reunion here very, very soon. All right, let's get back into the music right now. You're listening to the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
This is Rich from Kronos Customs, and I just want to tell you all that you're some lucky sons of bitches because you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Done listening to some Cancerous. Cancerous is out of Billings, Montana. Cancerous isn't actually doing much at the moment. They're another one of our bands that is kind of playing on a hiatus. Sometimes there's rumors going around. They may get together and play again soon. May not. You know how rumors are. One day you're normal. Next day you're a chicken. It's a rumor.
I've never been considered normal, so that's a false allegation.
I was going to say, that's one rumor that's never been spread about me, that I'm normal. Because I'm pretty sure everyone would be like, we know that one's not real.
Must be like there have been other rumors spread.
Oh.
About us.
About like, no, us? No. Us?
It's spreading. Giggity. All right, so Cancerous is quiet right now, but we know that Josh is up to putting on lots of awesome shows over in the Billings, Montana. So if you live in that neck of the woods and you're getting out and seeing all these awesome shows, be sure to thank Josh for all that he does for the metal community. Yeah, we miss Cancerous and cannot wait for Shenanigans with Josh and Katie very shortly and soon, and fun, good times. We should do this. All right, let's head over to the Missoula, Montana area now.
All right, we got some Judgment Hammer. You got Jared on lead and rhythm guitar as well as vocals. And he's a lawyer. And I find that fascinating.
A singer that's also a lawyer?
Yeah.
It's like I guess he's got to be good with
double
his vocals,
win.
Huh?
Double win.
Double win.
And then you got Dustin on bass, Sid Latrey on drums, and Terrell on lead rhythm guitar. They were founded in October of 2004. Judgment Hammer sets out to restore thrash metal to former glory days, which is very true. If you listen to their music, that is exactly what they do. You can feel the influence of 80s thrash metal, A lot of the members are actually in a Metallica tribute band called Blistered Earth, and they do a phenomenal tribute band. Like, you would think you're listening to old school Metallica. They're good. You can follow them on Facebook or at their website, which is judgmenthammer.com.
Hammer. Sorry. Hammer. Sorry. Anyways, episode 69. Woo!
We'll be right back. This is Dustin from Agori, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Thank you. This is Sean from Mudkicker, who came to split your skull with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Welcome to hell. Under the gun, under my thumb, got you right where I want you. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. My dream has come true. Go on and cry, go on and lie, and say the truth is not true. Prepare yourself, here it comes. I cannot wait to hurt you.
Everything you've done and everything you've said, well, I know that you're bleeding, but I ain't done with you yet. I'll make you beg for mercy, and that ain't just a threat. Rip your fucking heart out, what you give is what you get. Everyone who knows you will stop and say hooray. Everyone here loves you.
Time has come to pay.
Pay
is on the way. Time you prayed, you made a mistake, you're gonna break. My message getting clearer. God above ain't got no love, the devil's in your mirror.
Everything you've done, everything you've said, well, I know that you're bleeding, but I ain't done with you yet. I'll make you pay for mercy. Just a threat. Rip your fucking head off.
was some Mud Kicker on the Mistress's Mayhem with Montana Metal. Yeah, Mud Kicker is out of Twin Bridges, Montana. You got Kiki on the bass, Eddie Caveman Kelly on drums, and Sean on vocals and guitars. They're a family band that's been rocking the scene since 2012. They've got a new CD out right now, and it's called Radioactive Graffiti. You can go ahead and go out to mudkickerentertainment.com for more information and follow those guys on Facebook and show them lots of love and support. They always come out to entertain, and yeah, they're fun people to hang out with. I love, yeah, hanging out with those guys. They make me smile.
I like the fact that no matter what concert we go to, whether they are the first band or the last band, they stay all the way through for the other bands.
They're
and,
very supportive, yes.
You know, bring them back waters and stuff like that, going, hey, stay hydrated, man.
And help them and load them
they,
off.
They help, they load, they mosh, you know. And it's always nice to see, like, Kiki and Eddie, the high school kids, actually getting into the music and knowing that it's not just because their dad wants them to. It's because they actually enjoy it that they do it.
True story. Very true story.
If only other kids could enjoy music the way they do.
We want to thank you guys very much for tuning into our 69th episode of Montana Metal. We enjoy bringing this Montana Metal to you each and every chance that we get. Yeah, so thanks a lot, guys. Thanks to Sean at MT Radio for letting us play on his lovely station each and every week for you. And, of course, the DJ Sun for putting up with all of our BS and fun shenanigans that we throw at him. This is Mr. Soisy, and I want to thank you guys very much for tuning in.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, I hope you've used this hour to do some 69.
And this is Mr. Angel saying, share your favorite 69 moments with us and email them to our producer at closingchapterproductions@gmail.com.
Word.
You can say the good ones, the bad ones, the ones that happen, and you're like, oh, I'm so... You know, you don't have to tell us your name. The email will.
All right, so let's close out this episode of the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal with the band The Killer and Me from the Bozeman, Montana area. They were formed in 2012, but they're no longer together, which is sad, but people have lives and things change, but we still get to enjoy their awesome music. The members of this band were Mario, Michael, Austin, Tanner, and Nick. They were a hardcore metal band, and they kicked a lot of ass, and we really enjoyed them. So this is The Killer and Me on the Mistress's Mayhem with Montana Metal. Oh, yeah!
Desperation, no system.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.